Question 6. Kindergartens strive for a stimulating environment. Rooms are filled with manipulatives such as blocks and Legos. There is an abundance of brightly colored books and games, and the furniture is designed so that kids can work independently, in groups, or as an entire class. Unfortunately, as children get older, classrooms get less and less inspiring. Eventually, in high school and college, desks and chairs are usually lined up in rows and bolted to the floor, facing the front of the room, where the teacher lectures while students passively take notes. They have sadly graduated from an environment that is designed to stimulate their imagination to one that inadvertently crushes it. And when they head off to work, many of these graduates find themselves in offices with rows upon rows of sterile cubicles. Furthermore, in many places in the world, these offices are dimly lit and filled with cigarette smoke.